This is Variety Shanavir Fakashi Media Podcast Live. I know this may be kind of late to talk about this particular TV show, but I was finally able to sit down and watch the DVD collection series of Empire. And when I first saw a few episodes of Empire, I immediately said, this is my family's doing. This is my family's background. And I know these are my people. I know some of them are ghostwriters and things like that. So it was amazing. But Taraji, she's my cousin anyway. And I haven't seen her since I was a little girl, since my mom passed. And she talks just like a lot of my cousins. She talks like Debbie. She talks like Sylvia. Her whole behavior and everything in her character of Empire. It's just so much like their attitudes and everything. But, you know, she naturally talks like them anyway because they have those high-pitched voices anyway. And I have a high-pitched voice sometimes, too, when I'm talking and I get excited and I say things. And, you know, and all of us all have those big old eyes and everything. So it's really funny, you know. But she's a great actress and she's a very well-seasoned actress. And she does very well when she's acting. And Terrence, he's one of my favorite actors as well, too. And I really love Terrence because I always like the way Terrence laughs whenever he laughs and during a show. But I learned a lot from this show, Empire. I mean, it was amazing because there were things that I just never really experienced or really ever seen on television. Like, they were really open about the homosexuality with Jamal and who end up in real life having a problem with orchestrating and perpetrating to have someone to beat him up in Chicago, which is like really crazy. Like, why would you do something like that? You could have gotten an innocent person killed or an innocent person put in prison for something that never even happened, you know. And especially with during that time, we had the Black Lives Matter movement going on and everything, and that was just a lot for him to even do. I don't even know why Jossie did that, but I don't know, that's just crazy. But anyway, getting back to my commentary on just looking at Empire, it had a lot of myself as a writer. I'm a writer myself. I write scripts and TV scripts and screenplays myself and books myself, and I'm a novelist, of course. And I just, when I looked at the shows and the different DVDs, I saw where the show was getting like old, like they didn't have more material, like they couldn't find anything to say. It was like the writers started lagging, like, give me some more of this, give me some more of that. Like, they was like getting, like they start having holes in it, like they didn't have anything to really write. It was like they got caught where you call it a writer's block, and they weren't able to really write any new material, and it seemed like it started getting dry in different episodes, you know. And I can actually say that in the beginning of quite a few of the episodes, like, I saw myself. I know what parts that they were talking about me and different people in the family and everything. And, you know, and I noticed how they just had, like, different things that played out, because I grew up around Motown, and I am Florence Ballard. Daughter. I am Nicole, but a lot of people called me Rosalind back then. And I grew up around Motown. I grew up around a lot of the different things that was going on in the normal life setting, behind the scenes of there were cousins and babysitters who were gangbangers. And so when they had this in there, I was like, oh yeah, I'm familiar with that. I was familiar about the way the characters look. Like, oh yeah, that's how Juanita look, you know, and that's how Linda looked, you know, and stuff like that. So when they had like the different characters and the way that they were look and their attitudes, you know, it just like, it was just, everything was just like how it was when I was growing up as a kid and everything. And there was a lot of fighting. There was a lot of breaking into apartments. There were times that we came home and there was things that was just, that had just went on, and it's just a lot of that stuff. It was just like, I was around all of that. So it was just amazing how they just put all this into television. But that's just how people have been really been making a lot of money off of the family, Ashley. I mean, our lives have been like my mom. People do movies on my mom and stuff, but they don't really say it's about Florence Ballard. You know, like Frankie and Alice was about my mother. And it was also about another relative as well, who also had that problem. In fact, it was like two of them that had that problem that I know of. Maybe two to three of them had that problem that I know of that they were talking about, and Frankie and Alice and everything. So I was around all of that growing up as a kid, you know, and so I can identify with that immediately. And Taraji, she looks like Diana Ross as well, because Diana Ross is my cousin. And I could identify with that like immediately when I see it, and everything, you know, Queen Latifah, everything. I can identify with all of that. And but I see that they were trying to be like, they were trying to maybe try to educate the public in some kind of way, like with the AIDS and everything, and HIV, and Jamal in a relationship with a man who actually had HIV, and he didn't care about him having HIV because he was HIV negative, and he was willing to go on and go forward and be with him, probably without protective sex or whatever. And I don't know if he was trying to use a condom, because he didn't say actually if he was trying to do so, but he did say in there he was trying to take some precautions. But then he has had relationships with women as well, and then he has relationships with men with actual HIV. It's like, damn. You know, it was like, it's a lot of this going on. It's like a lot of women did catch the HIV virus, especially African American women, when they was having all this talk, like men on a down low and stuff like that. And then Jamal actually got married before it. And then Jamal also had a child. So I'm familiar with that as well, drama that went on around me as well. And it was definitely like that. And it's amazing. But back then in the 70s, HIV wasn't out back then. So HIV came about like late 90s. So people have been gay and been doing homosexual sexual acts for a very long time, but AIDS and HIV was not even out back then in the 70s, you know, when I was growing up, you know. And nobody was catching HIV or anything like that. So that's amazing how HIV and AIDS came onto the scene. That's why they keep saying this is a man-made disease, because this did not happen back then in the 70s. Even when people were drug users using heroin, they were not catching HIV and AIDS back then. So it's something about this time period of how HIV and AIDS came about. And it's just like even diabetes. People didn't even have diabetes like back in the 70s and stuff, whenever they ate food or something. So things are either being put in the food, something is going on, it's being put in the food, or it's the market of where the food is sold. Because you can buy your food through the mail if you want to. You can buy it through certain you know, prime meat companies and things like that. So they do have particular areas where they sell certain type of grades of food. And, you know, and I got off of wanting to eat meat for the fact that you just don't know how animal is reared. You don't know if that animal has been taken care of. You don't know if that animal had cancer. You don't know if that animal had AIDS. You don't know, because you're still, when you cook the food, you see blood from the animal in the food anyway. So, you know, you're transporting that animal's blood into your bloodstream. So, you know, that's another reason that made me want to give up eating red meat as well. But then you had the personal assistant that was in Empire. She had an abortion, and it was her right to have one. And even though she had a man that wanted to stick by her and have the baby, he had no say so. So they wanted to demonstrate the power of a woman, that even if she got pregnant and she didn't want the man no more, she had a right to destroy the child, because that was her right to do so, because it was her body. But a man or a young boy should understand, you also have the right not to give a child to a woman. You can always have a vasectomy. I have talked to my daughter about this. I said, my grandson is a teenager now. Are you going to consider getting him a reversal vasectomy so he does not have these problems with money, child support, things like that? Because you should get him a reversal vasectomy, because a condom may not always work. It can break, it can tear, it may come off, and it's better to just give him a reversal vasectomy. Because I know men who are adults who have done it. I know men who have been in marriages and been married, and they have done it, and their wives have either gotten their tubes tied, or they have just stayed on birth control and one get a reversal vasectomy, and so on and so forth. And there are married couples who do still practice birth control methods. And as a young man, I will want my grandsons to have a reversal vasectomy, because I know that if you don't pay child support, you can end up in jail, in prison, for not paying child support. Or you can pay child support and never know where the child is located. You don't may not have the opportunity of seeing your child, and the girl can move away or whatever and not tell you where they live at, things in that nature, and abuse you in that type of way emotionally of not having a part of that child's life. So I really feel that a reversal vasectomy is the right way to go, and you can decide when you're ready to have a baby and choose who you want to have a baby with, versus somebody saying that I do have the pill, or I didn't take the pill, or trying to get you trapped, or wherever the case may be. Or just try to do control you emotionally by knowing that I got pregnant, but I don't have to keep this baby, this and that, woo woo, and just use things against you emotionally. And then you being a man or a young boy or whatever, and saying that you know, and doing something to you emotionally to try to have revenge or get back at you or some type of way, by saying it's my body, I can do whatever I want, and taking you through that whole emotional thing, because they're trying to demonstrate now this is not love. This was not created out of love. But at the same time, that person could have avoided not getting pregnant in the first damn place by just protecting themselves with protective sex, or just having a tubes tied, or just abstinence. But in the case may be, people don't want to do that in the moment of what they're trying to do to satisfy their pleasures, principles. So, but yeah, I'm really all for reversal vasectomies for men and young men and teenage boys, because I feel that's the way to go. That way you won't have to worry about it. You won't have to worry about someone say, hey, I'm pregnant and it is yours. And then you find out later on it might not be yours, and they might start taking your check and find out that it ain't yours after all, and taking you through all that drama. But then you have to go through taking a paternity test. A paternity test can be taken during the pregnancy of a woman before the baby is born, And also, you know, of course, afterwards, and if you're going to be the participating during the birth of the child, you can have it done immediately after birth. Because I know men who have been married who was not sure if a child was theirs or not did a paternity test immediately after the child was delivered, right then and there, while they were still in the hospital, before they even left the hospital. I know people that have even done that as well. But yeah, Empire had a lot of different elements in it, like selling their soul to the devil. That was amazing how Anika, she screamed out and said that she sold her soul to the devil when she was being grabbed and attacked. And I was like, wow, that is crazy. But she had it coming, though. That was wrong for her to trip Rhonda down the stairs and have her lose her baby. That was fucked up because she could have just died as well. But I heard about someone doing that to somebody in the family as well, that they stuck their foot out and tripped them. And I remember that happening even to me. A certain person did that to me before. And I was walking and they stuck their foot out and tripped me and so I could fall down. So that happened to me too. But yeah, that's really just fucked up though, to fall that far down a flight of stairs. I'm surprised they even had her still living at that moment. And that was crazy though. That was mean as fuck, but damn, I wouldn't even do that to my worst enemy. No shit like that. Kill an unborn baby like that. I wouldn't do that or even try to kill them. I would never do that to someone. That's terrible. That was just like downright crazy though, because it was like, man, you know, she was pregnant as well, and she was like, I sold my soul to the devil. Anika was saying that in Empire, and it was like, well, okay, she sold her soul, so then what's the fetus destination? You know what I mean? It was like, so if the mother is giving it up like that, so what's gonna happen to the baby soul? You know, so more likely either baby is gonna be either looked over by God, or the baby's going to be the same way, you know, because spirits can transform to each other. It's amazing though, because when I hear that statement, and I've heard that statement in music before, and when I used to hear that statement in music, even in Michael Jackson's song called Anything for Money, where his song called Money, and he used to say, anything for money, lie for you, die for you, even sell my soul to the devil. And when he used to sing that song, when I used to hear that song, I didn't really feel or think that Michael actually like sold his soul to the devil, like he really went to the devil, or he went to a card and just say, hey, I wanted to sell my soul and give it up like that. I didn't ever feel that he went that direction. What I felt was, when I heard that song Money, was that he was saying that he gave it up because of his father, and he had those green eyes, and he, to him, looked like that, and he was just being used by him to perform or to entertain, and he just felt like he became like his slave or his golden child or whatever it is. And it was just always this thing that this is about the family. We gotta make the family this, the family that, and we gotta keep the family together. We gotta keep feeding this family. We gotta stay on top. I think after a while, that's what he felt like he was doing. That's what made him make that type of song. That's what made him feel like that. And being in the industry, that people do lie for money, people do cry for money, people do act like they're there for you when they're not, and contemplating a lot of different things. So that's what I got out of Michael Jackson's song Money, because it is true in a lot of ways. And people that's in the entertainment industry go through a lot of situations where people lie on them and pretend like that they've been hurt and people have done something to them. When they have not, they have met a lot of extortioners in their lives. You know, I'm still standing by R. Kelly because I don't think he did any of that. Because like I have said before, I grew up with Robert. And I'm the one who walked Robert out on stage as Stevie Wonder at school. And he mentions that whenever he was in interviews and things like that. But I just know him, grew up with him from childhood to adult life. And I've been around Robert. Robert has spent the night over my house a few times over the years. We've been out to California together. I used to come out and meet him out at Venice Beach when he used to play basketball in Venice Beach. And Robert was even then, and always has been pretty much, a very well independent man. And in spite of where he comes from or whatever they talk about the projects, and whenever people talk about the projects, especially when it's pertaining to African Americans or whatever, they want to consider the projects to be like a stigma, like that's something of dirt and filth and things like that. But the family members that I know didn't live like that. But Robert has always been independent. Robert has always worked. Robert has always had his own. Robert has always paid his own way the right way. He's never done anything illegal to get to where he wanted to be. Music was his love. Music was his girlfriend. Music was his wife. Robert has been into music ever since I can remember, because even when we were in school, his whole focus was music, learning it, mastering it, and everything to become the person and the greatest producer and entertainer that he has become. And that's what you have to do, is practice makes perfect. But then again, you have a lot of people who just want to sit on their ass and just want to take from you, don't never want to put in the work to get anything done, but they just want to walk up and snatch and take what you got because they feel like you deserve them something because they grew up with you and they're your relative or something like that, and they just want to sit on their ass and not do nothing and think you owe them something. And don't nobody gotta give you nothing either, you know, because that's how they feel. They ain't gotta do nothing for nobody else, you know. But I know that Robert has always worked hard for everything that he has. I know that for a fact. And everyone liked Robert. And Robert's grandparents lived on my block. That's how I knew Robert. And everyone liked Robert. If Robert was a bad person back then, believe me, they would have never even opened up the door for Robert and I to have conversations with. You know, so that's just not the case. And I don't believe any of it. And like I said in one of my previous podcast commentaries, they claimed that he had herpes and all that. Honey, if he had herpes back in the 90s, you would not have kept that shit secret up until 2021. You best believe that. So I don't even believe that shit at all whatsoever. And then you got threesomes going on, and then none of you on TV talking to Gayle King like, hey, I have herpes. You're going shopping and all this other stuff, chopping it up and want to be with him and moving in with him and all this shit. This shit is fucking crazy. I don't even believe it, and I want him to get acquitted, and he should get acquitted, because this is just bullshit. And whoever said all this stuff need to go to jail them damn selves, because as far as I'm concerned, as a writer, I know for a fact they should have gotten Robert's permission in the correct way. He should have had an attorney or an entertainment attorney or somebody to know what it is that they were going to talk about, questions they were going to ask or say or whatever, instead of having him thinking that this is really a documentary on his life, on how he started out and how he came up and so on and so forth. You know, because these women know damn well that they sit up here and they go from one man to another man, and of trying to get to the next man, to the next man, to the next man. Just like this whole thing going down right now with Kim Kardashian and Floyd Mayweather with this cryptocurrency. Me, myself, I can't even understand why Floyd does not or has not even dealt with any billionaire Nigerians or Ghanaians in Africa who could do this for him, who do this every damn day. Why you just didn't go to Chinendo or somebody who has already built AltaCoin? Why would you go and do something fraud with Kim Kardashian and put your life in danger, your wealth in danger, to end up in federal prison? Why the fuck would you do some shit like that when you can just take your ass on over there to Nigeria or Ghana and deal with the right motherfuckers that do this shit every damn day and got everything right? They have their securities, but you just, I don't know what's wrong with you. You just seem to have an issue or something. You just, I don't know what it is. I just don't get you. It just don't make no damn sense. You just have not learned yet. I don't know if you just feel like, hey, I just have a lot of money and I just want to splurge it and waste it because it's just so much of it come my way, and because of I was once didn't have money myself and now I just want to do whatever the hell I want with. It just don't make no damn sense. I don't understand this shit. I don't get it. I just do not get it whatsoever. Not only that, I know for a fact that Floyd Mayweather Jr. is Ghanaian, Nigerian descendant, and also Native American. I don't know why you just won't deal with just the Native American part of it, knowing you can own the casinos. You live right there in Las Vegas. You've been living in Las Vegas for years. Why the hell you haven't even gotten a casino up and going or something? Of ownership? Why the hell you go with Kardashian of all people? I mean, you see she take every black man's money. What is it that you don't understand about her yet? So what is supposed to take place with this? Oh, okay, she's supposed to stay out of the pen and blame it on you, but you're going to be the fall guy and you're going to have to be the one to really pay for it and come out the pockets with it, because that's going to be the outcome, because that's going to be the secret extortion of it all, is for him to have to pay for it, for the damages. He's gonna have to be the one to come out. I bet you they're not gonna say she's gonna have to pay for it. No, she's gonna be saying, oh no, he's, you know, it's not what I was told and all that. You know damn well if your father was a real estate agent, you know you're supposed to have securities. You know you're supposed to have all that in place. You know if your father was in the real estate dealing with anything, dealing with trust funds and accounts and monies like that, you know you're supposed to have licenses in place to do all of that, Kim. I don't even know why Kim Kardashian is being fake like that. Y'all just crazy as hell. But you know what? Y'all get these women and y'all just want to go on their looks and you just do with these women and their looks, but you don't like women who are really strong and smart and know what they're doing. You just want to deal with a bunch of motherfuckers, I guess, just can't get a damn license. You ought to know if you can't get a license and be legal, there's something wrong with their ass. Damn. But anyway, more power to y'all. Have fun. Hope you get off of this one, but it's on you if you don't, because next time you should learn. You're going to have to just learn from experience again. Get somebody to have a damn license. Why you just can't deal with legal people? My God. Anyway, so getting back to what I was saying, I just feel that, I'm like I said, I just don't believe all that with Robert, because if he had a big organization or enterprise, he shouldn't be the only person in prison right now. Other people should be in prison. But the guy who got put in prison with Robert got in prison because he took his money. So just like Lucius had people taking his money of his enterprise that he built, but Lucius was just like, you know, well, I don't know, people still look up to people like that that have made it, but you just never know what they go through to get to where they are in the shoes that they, you know, that they wore to become the people that they, you know, were in Empire. And that's really interesting. And then Cookie was in the penitentiary and everything. And yeah, I remember a family member that went to the penitentiary for some things. And that was interesting, because I remember when that happened as well. So It's really amazing. I really like the show Hakeem. I really like Hakeem because Hakeem's character, I really liked his character. That was like, yeah, that was my dad. My dad was like a ladies' man. He had a lot of different women all the time. And Hakeem's just a cutie pie. He's really cute, though. I like his voice and everything. I really liked his character a whole lot. And I like Andre's character, too. Andre's character, I liked his character as the businessman and everything. You know, he went to a good school, but he was still street anyway. He still had that street in him naturally anyway, you know. But I liked his smile and stuff. I like how Andre's smile. He was real attractive. And I liked his smile too. But I like the fact that he would always let his guard down and keep trying for love. And then he finally found love again and finally got married again. I really liked that about him. But I liked how they came back in a way where they... He ended up having lung cancer, though, and but his life was on the line with that. So I hope they didn't have him die if they decided to bring Empire back, because I really wanted him to survive lung cancer. But that's how writing is, you know. But it looked like that Hakeem would have been like probably the only son left to run Empire because of all the things that everyone has been going through with Andre getting cancer. He may and may not live with survive cancer, but it's a possibility. And then he'll finally get his son that he lost, because he lost his son, and so he'll get a new son from his new wife. And I liked her because she looks like my cousin Marty. And then you have his brother, who might eventually get AIDS in Empire. If they ever brought Empire back, he probably just end up being the one that just getting AIDS and dying from AIDS. And then that would just leave him left. And then Cookie, she was just mean to Poundcake's daughter. I don't know what's wrong with her, but she'd be tripping. But that was really cool and sweet what she did with bringing Poundcake's daughter to her bedside before she died. That was really nice of her to do that, to see her mother before she died and everything. That was a touching moment and stuff and everything. Most adopted children always want to know who their biological parents are and everything. And but due to situations, circumstances, it was very different. Messed up, though, that the guard raped him in prison. That's so fucked up. But that's something that happens a lot in prison and in jail. And but that's interesting. And that's really something, how Poundcake and was in that penitentiary, and she was fighting Cookie and stuff. And then later on, they became friends later on. And that was very unique writing right there too as well. It's not uncommon, but that was very unique that she was there for her. But from my understanding, I think nowadays people can have families while they're in prison. That's really something. I guess they call that like family unification. You know, they still try to raise their children from a penitentiary and be a part of their lives. And they have certain programs for that now. So that was very interesting on the situation with Poundcake and Cookie, how that came about and everything. But Lucius, poor Lucius, he was still the white. He still was at the end, became the white. He wasn't as cold-hearted as he was. He really became more in control of his emotions. And Cookie, she just got caught up in something with another man who just wanted to take her away from Lucius. And but I felt that Lucius' character, he really loved Cookie, and they were young, and people go through those type of periods of time where they come and go, you know, and see other people. It's just growth. It does that life does that. Experiences like that does that a lot of times. You know, they come and go. But he really loved her. He was a single father taking care of his kids. I really like that. But there are a lot of women who divorce their husbands when they're incarcerated. So it's not like a lot of women stay married to them when they're incarcerated. So, and then there are some women who would stick by them when they are before marriage and everything. Like Keisha Cole stuck by Gucci Mane, and they got married and everything. So she stuck by him and everything. And now they got a very beautiful, fulfilling life together. So it depends on the persons that's involved in the relationship and in the direction that you feel that the relationship is going and everything. So, but love always conquers all, like they always say, you know. But yeah, Empire was a TV series that was, it started off really good in the beginning. It was really strong in the way that it started off in the beginning, and seeing how Lucius built that empire up, and black owned and everything. And then Cookie came in and she was like, I'm on top immediately because, you know, I helped build this and stuff. So it's cool, you know. I really liked it. I like how they kept the kids performing and kept them learning the business from ground up, and they gave them different levels of the business and positions of the business. And basically that's how it's supposed to be done when you want to pass on a family business to the next heir. You know, you teach your children how to build the business up and how to work the business from different angles, you know. But in that case, the record industry is just like, God, man, it's really cutthroat like that. Yeah, you know, to really have to do something like that, to take people's lives and take out people, it's really sad that it had to come to that. That, you know, it just had to be so dirty, money behind closed doors with record labels and stuff. And we have lost some great artists over the years who have had record deals. So it's just, it's, man, it don't matter if it's a white label or black label. It's been really mafia. It's been really mafia like, you know. And it's amazing on the things that they did in Empire that they had to do to get money, keep money and everything, and to stay on top. And it's just crazy. It's like, wow, that's really something, you know. Wow, I don't know. But Empire still, it was a pretty good DVD collection series, and I really liked it a lot still. But like I said, they had some really, the writers had some holes, and when you could, in the series of the writing, when you look like they had some writer's blocks going on, because it started getting dry in certain episodes. It started getting dry and everything. And but overall it was okay. I personally don't think I would have wanted my grandkids to watch it, being a grandmother. It was just a little bit too much. I mean, Jamal was just like, damn, he was one lover after another, jumping from one person to another person. That was something. But what I didn't like about Jamal's character is that they didn't have him like Hakeem. They didn't keep his ass, even taking care of his daughter. You didn't see the daughter anymore. So it was like he was not taking care of the daughter on a daily basis like Hakeem was taking care of his kids. You didn't see the daughter living with him, and they should have kept his ass a gay father still taking care of his daughter any damn way, you know. Because when they want to get married and stuff, a lot of times they still want to have kids anyway, so why not have his own child around, you know. So that's what I didn't like about Jamal's character, is that, like, where's this little girl at? Why are you not taking care of her? you know, so I didn't like that. They should have still made his ass take care of the daughter, and the daughter should have still been there in his life instead of him being on the road. But I understand all of that side too, as well as a father who moves on and want to be on the road and do his thing and be with different people on the road and just leave the child behind, and so on and so forth. So I get it. I've experienced that as well. So that's basically all I wanted to say about this commentary of Empire DVD collections. I know that the Empire TV series hasn't been on for a while now and everything. And the last I heard was that Terrence Howard said that he was going to give up on acting. And I'm like, no, you can't give up on acting, Terrence. I love your acting. I always like seeing Terrence in some type of acting or something, because I like seeing Terrence. He's cute, he's funny, he's handsome whenever he smiles and stuff. And I just love him as an actor. I'm a fan of his. And Terrence looks like a boyfriend I had as a teenager. One of my first for some things that he was my first kiss. My first French kiss boyfriend, and that I grew up with as a teenager. So, other than that, it was pretty good. Taraji, you know, she's my cousin, she's my people, my family. I haven't seen her in years. I haven't talked to her or Dana in years, and both of them are related to me. But I haven't talked to either one of them in many, many years. And she probably don't even remember my ass, because I haven't seen her since I was a child. So that was like when... last time I saw Taraji, I was 9. And the last time I saw Dana, I was 11. So she doesn't remember me, probably. Most people don't. And if they do, they want to act like they don't remember me. So that's how they've been doing me over the years. And they've been putting other people in the media as me. But hey, I grew up in this family. I know who is who. But anyway, that was just my commentary. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Empire. Because it was pretty good, empowering thing with Empire. And I've never seen 50 Cent's Power. I want to watch that. Because without power, there is no empire, right? So I wanted to look at that too. I'm going to get the DVD series collections of Power, because I want to watch that too. And I'm going to do a commentary on that, because I haven't seen it. I like 50 Cent as far as with 50 Cent background, where he came from. He looked like my cousin Todd. And I like his background for the fact that he survived 9 gunshot wounds and survived that. And I liked his movie that he did on himself, his life story, Get Rich, Die Trying. I really liked that movie too. It was inspiring as well too. It was crazy though. It was crazy too to have someone that would be involved in your life all those years, and they were the actual killer of your parent, of your mother. That was deep in that movie, 50 Cent's movie, Get Rich, Die Trying. I remember seeing that movie at the movie theaters, but I was inspired by that movie, though. And I was like, that's so cool. And I remember, I liked the part when he didn't have any nice gym shoes, and then when he got rich, he had his own sneaker line. And I thought that was nice and inspiring too, you know. So I always say that, you know, God always give favor to those who are not born with a silver spoon in their mouth. And to me, he always gives so much favor to them, and he blesses them so much, you know, and everything. And I just feel that, you know, even though they say slogans like sell my soul to the devil, I just feel that that's not something that a person has to do, because what is going to be is going to be, because if it's God's destiny and it's in God's vision and in God's plan for your life, that's not something that a person would need to do, because God is going to make it happen for you anyway. And why give away something that you were already born with? Because the one thing that the Bible does say is that you need to fear the one who can destroy both the body and the soul. And the devil didn't even create his own damn self. So why would you want to sell your soul to the devil when he ain't even got that damn power? Because he doesn't. Because the Lord kicked him out the kingdom of heaven. So he can't go back up there if you don't want him there. So why would you want to give something to something that's weak? Because it is weak. You think mentally that it's powerful, but it's not powerful. Because you're the one that has more power, for the fact that if you really think about it, the devil itself has always been of the spirit. He has never been of the physical. And the only reason why the devil would need a soul is because he wants to become physical. But he's never been physical, but he's always been of the spirit. But at the same time, in a lot of instances, the spirit is more powerful than the physical as well too, because it's unseen. And then at the same time, when you look at it, the devil, Satan, Lucifer, whatever, he emerged from heaven from the beginning. He never emerged from heaven, from hell first. He emerged from heaven first because he was God's greatest angel, who was of the spirit, that he cast onto the earth. And then before he cast him onto the earth, he told him that he was going to give him a gift, and the gift that he gave him was to inherit the earth. He gave him the earth as a gift and told him to do what he wanted to do with it. But at the same time, the devil was one of God's greatest angels, if it's not his greatest angel, that was in entertainment. He could sing, he could dance, he could do music. So all of that is a part of what he was in heaven in the first place. That's why they say what's done on earth is also done in heaven. So we all are a part of that good and that bad, if you want to really look at it. So when they look at the Holy Spirit, I really look at the Holy Spirit that was really Satan that came from heaven, that was cast onto the earth, that really implanted, that really had sex with Mary, that made Jesus. That's what I really think, because he was an unseen spirit, really, that really was there. So that's the only thing that I think that really could have happened. But maybe other people don't see it that way, but that's just how I see it. That's how I divide. So other than that, but no matter what, if you're born with a gift, it's because you're born with something special. And it's meant for you to have it and to use it. And sometimes we enhance our greatest gifts and talents, and sometimes we don't, you know. But eventually, you know, you will get there. Some people start out earlier than you do, and they have all the money and the glitz and everything, and then you start out later, and then they might not have all the money and the glitz. You know, some people save, some people don't. Some people know how to spend, some people don't, you know. But don't worry about it, you know. You just can't let fear hold you back. Just go on ahead and do it. They always say that people always say you only live once, but that's not true. Because I believe in reincarnation, because they always say, then maybe in the next lifetime. So that don't mean that you live once if you're going to have a next lifetime, right? But anyway, this is Variety Shunavira. I'm ending my commentary on the Empire TV DVD series collection that I had an opportunity to watch. Empire Seasons 1-5 is what I was able to purchase on Amazon. And I bought this TV series, and I had the pleasure of watching it. And so I'm going to order the Power TV series DVD collection and watch that. And then I'm going to do another commentary on that, on what I think about it, even though the shows haven't been on for a while. But I just wanted to talk about what I felt about the show and everything. And Taraji, last thing I want to say was at the end of, during Empire, she was saying that the character was just so much for her to deal with, that she started going through something mentally with this character, you know. But it's true. I mean, she's really doing the characters of relatives, you know, and it's really true. She's herself, though. But she has been supporting mental illness because she is bipolar. And that's really amazing. She said she was born with bipolar. The mothers in this Empire series were some mean ass women. Oh Lord, I grew up with all that too. Interesting. But you know, I'm really big on words. So all I can say is, deal with mental healthiness. Mental healthy, keeping your mind right. And they used to tell me it's all in the mind, it's all in the head. So sometimes people tell you things and it's just all in the mind. But I guess people get some type of diagnosis with being with bipolar and the reasons behind it. But she says she was born with it. And I believe that bipolar can be developed too, especially if you grew up around domestic violence, where she grew up around domestic violence with her father and her mother. And I grew up around some domestic violence as well too, but it wasn't always the man that was doing domestic violence. I grew up around domestic violence where a woman wants to start shit and hit the man and beat up the man and burn up the man and things like that. So and he wasn't a man who liked to hit women, but she looked at him as being weak but wanted to hit him. So, but I can understand what it's like to grow up around domestic violence. And I'm starting to understand bipolar. I'm not bipolar, but I hear this is something that people use a lot. But I really feel that a lot of these things can really be helped and healed if they find meditation, the right type of herbs to take, like ginseng, ginkgo, to help you with your mind, to make your mind strong, to help you have great memory, to help you have great energy flowing through the to the brain. There are different foods that can really just really help a person. And if people can just really get into eating healthy and maybe get with an herbalist who can help them with the different herbs that they need to take, and put a good chart together for them for their nutrition, then I really believe that they would do much better. Because that all has effect on you. Get massages and get a reflexologist to work with your feet. Because when everything that's in the body dealing with the organs is handled through the feet and the hands. So when you get a reflexologist, they know how to do certain pressure points in the feet to heal those different organs and things like that in parts of the body. So that's something that a person should really look into when they have these type of diagnosis. Because I have read over the years that when you take medications, medications have side effects. And medication doesn't leave the body. It has one side effect after another side effect. So when you take one medication, each medication has a different side effect. And it never leaves the body. It It goes into your bones, it goes into your muscles, it goes into your organs. And the only way to flush out medication is to eat the proper foods, but to also do herbal teas for detoxes and to take herbs and things like that that will help you detox. And there are certain healthy fats that you should take, like olive oils that help loosen things in the body that would stick to the body like glue, like gluten foods like bread that sticks to your colon. And then when you eat something like hamburgers, meat, it sticks to that gluten because it like glues it to your colon. And that's why you need to have foods where you have lubrication in your foods, like some vinegar or some olive oil. And then, you know, if you're going to do that, you need to drink plenty of teas every day, every single day, and drink alkaline 9.5 water, because alkaline is like a battery, and it would burn off what it is that's not supposed to be there. So, you know, so people can find a way to destroy cancer before it grows. So when you're taking these type of intakes of these herbs and everything, and these different foods, it can kill all this on point before it gets an opportunity to even manifest and harvest in the body, you know. So that's really important to do that and everything. And I tell this to my aunts and everything every week, daily. I'm on them, like, buy these books on Amazon, Foods That Heal, and learn not to eat the foods that kill. And if you're gonna eat meat or whatever, you gotta chew it all the way in your mouth until it evaporates. You don't chew meat in your mouth and then have it still whole and half eaten and then swallow it. It's gonna turn into worms and parasites in the body. That's why you need to eat your food all the way till it's gone. I learned it in third grade. They taught us that, how to eat food. You eat your food all the way until it's gone. You chew, 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 till there's nothing there. And that's also what help you lose weight as well, because you satisfy your hunger mentally. You satisfy your hunger mentally versus getting full in your belly. When you get full in your belly, you're really getting full in your belly from what you're drinking, more so than the food that's there. Because if you chew your food in your mouth till it evaporates and there's nothing there, you satisfied your hunger, but your body, but your stomach is not full. It's not full of gas. It won't be full of gas because there's nothing there. You're taking care of that. So you just want to drink something that's healthy for you to drink and satisfy the rest of that appetite. Okay. Again, this is Variety Shunavir for Kashi Media Podcast Live, giving you a commentary on me watching the DVD Empire series seasons 1-5. It was really good. And I enjoyed this DVD series that I purchased on Amazon, and I just wanted to talk about it because it was about my people, my relatives, my family, and of course my relative, my cousin, Taraji, was the star of the show. And Terrence, he looked like one of my first boyfriends, and that's why I like the show so much. But anyway, take care, y'all, and have a lovely day. Thank you for listening. Akashi Media Podcast Live. And also, if you want to send me an email, you can send me an email to Akashi Media, a.k.a. S-H-I Media, at live.com if you want to. And if you'd like to do some type of sponsorships, you can go into our website of Akashi Media Podcast Live on anchor.fm. I'm also on Spotify. I'm also on Amazon Music and other platforms as well. Apple, you name it. And I'm in 76 countries now being listened to. And if you want to go and do sponsorships, just go onto our website, Kashi Media Podcast Live /anchor.fm, and do a sponsorship and, you know, help out this year if you like to. Okay, I really appreciate you all listening, and keep tuning in to Kashi Media Podcast Live. This is Variety Shanavere, the daughter of Florence Ballard, the firstborn child, the first child, supreme child of Flo Baby, and I am also known as Flo's little baby. Okay, so anyway, thank you, y'all. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye.
All I wanna know is, what do you think of your life? What do you think? All I wanna know is, what do you think of your life? What do you think? Is it easy? Is it easy to live like you're lost? You're lost. You're lost.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Emergency in layer 1. Maintenance. 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 5 minutes remaining.
This next is lit. Keep it locked with your boy on the ones and twos. Yo, 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 you in the mix. World's finest, man. Going in. Going in on the wheels of steel.
Huh.